Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Like Mother, Like Daughter. I am Jamie, the mother.
And I am Lauren, the daughter. Welcome back. We're so happy to be here, as always.
We sure are. It's crazy, Lauren. Another week has gone by. It's just kind of crazy.
I know. Life is always just flying by over here in the Smith house.
It's just like the moments, the days are long, but the years just fly by.
True.
We've been saying that for a while. It's kind of crazy. I know.
Time is weird.
And here we are almost approaching April, which is crazy. It's going to be April very soon, just around the corner here. And it feels like it was just, I don't know, September. I don't know. Crazy how time marches on. So we're going to start out by heading into our lights of the week and talking about our lows, mediums, and highs.
Sounds good.
Sounds great. Okay, so I'm going to start with my low. You know, I always kind of go through the same kind of conversation as we head closer and closer to summer, that I feel like my days are like crucial. Every single day that I put in right now is like, you know, just big. And so I'm having some kind of nerves related to that, like in terms of like the workload and just managing all of it and getting it all done. And so it gives me some nerves and a pit. I feel like every day, except maybe like Thursday night, is a report stomach or what do we call it? Right. Like Sunday scaries. I'm feeling like I'm just overwhelmed with the scaries.
I'm sorry. I don't like know how to help you, but like you really shouldn't be feeling like this in March.
I know.
And I feel like you're doing a lot of it to yourself, to be honest. So maybe that could be something we could explore a little bit at this podcast, because we're here to talk things out and share our truths and, you know, move on. Not move on. That's not the word. Like,
find a way to cope.
Find a way to cope and create an action plan and, you know, just dive into our deeper feelings here. So,
okay. Well, maybe that will be good. So what's your low?
My low is like kind of similar, but maybe not as like anxiety, just more like annoying. I will say an update on this past week. I feel like it was a lot better of a week in terms of like my mental health and my anxiety. So that's really good, because I know that was like my low of last week's podcast. So I'm happy about that. But I would just say, like, I don't know, I'm feeling lately, and I think this week will be better because I have not as much going on. But I just feel like lately I just haven't had much time for myself. I've just been very busy, like go, 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 like one thing straight to the next. And it's just like, I don't know, I'm nervous that I'm going to hit like a breaking point and it's going to be a problem. For now, I'm kind of in like overdrive mode, but I am feeling just like really exhausted and just like annoyed that I, you know, I'm glad I'm taking on a lot of things because it's keeping me busy and I need the money, frankly. But it's just like one thing to the next. And, you know, like, for example, today I had to go, was planning going straight from camp to Sky Fitness for one of my jobs. And like, I had to go home because my phone charger was, or my computer was dead and needed a charger. So I had to like race home. And then I'm like, have like a minute to spare, you know, I'm running in the house, going to the bathroom, grabbing the charger and like running out. And I just made it like right at the dot. And I feel like constantly I'm like just making places because I just have so much to do. And it's just like kind of a lot. And I think that part of the problem is because we were very used for 2 years, basically, of like not having as much on our plates and like, you know, taking our time a little bit more with things. Like, I was always kind of trying to find ways to like fill my day for the time to go by, as opposed to like, you know, the time just be over. And now I'm like feeling like it's already 9 o'clock. Like, the day's over.
Yeah.
And I had a lot to do.
Well, they're very similar. The lows are like really very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, some of it for me, I guess, is time management. We can get into this later though and solve our problems.
That sounds great.
All right, medium. So my medium on my list was I missed you because you were gone for another weekend.
Oh, that's so nice. That just like boosted my self-esteem.
I love when you're around because you just bring, you just like, we have fun and you bring me such a joy.
I know. I feel like we haven't had many like nights to like hang out together recently. It's kind of sad.
So it's like, but we do have a lot to look forward to.
We do. Sorry, excuse me. Yeah, this weekend I think we'll have a lot of time together, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
And the rest of the week. So yay.
Yay for us. So that's kind of my medium. Just like missing you and happy that you're back.
Thanks. So kind. My medium light. I don't know if I talked about this yet on the podcast, so apologies if I had already put it in my lights. But part of the reason why I'm so busy is I have taking on a lot of different like part-time roles and, you know, I have a lot of back and forth and back and forth, but I enjoy it generally because I like waking up and getting to do something different every day. It just like makes me feel excited and energized. So I started working, did I talk about
this? I don't remember. I mean, I know it.
I'm sorry if I did, but, I started working for, my friend's mom's business who does like personalized gifts for people. It's called Kid Doodles, if you've ever heard of it.
Such a creative name.
So cute. And they do embroidery and vinyl and like different of those and like ironing. I mean, a bunch of different kinds of machines. But you know, they make like baby gifts, graduation gifts, bar bat mitzvahs, even just like personalized, you know, something special kind of gifts. And I've been starting to work there. I'm starting like once a week right now and we'll see if it picks up maybe to like two times a week, whatever. We'll kind of see how it goes. But I got trained on the embroidery machine and the last time I was there, I don't know, it was just, I think it was on Thursday. It felt like a very productive experience. Like I was really getting the hang of it. And it was, it's like exciting because you have like products and like a tangible thing to like say that you did, you know, and like show for it, which was really fun. I made some makeup bags, some baby gifts, like little blankets, and they're called like those little like lovey, like the little animals.
Oh, I love those.
Like and I did like towel wraps and I don't know, it's just very fun. I feel like, yeah, like I said, it's like I'm getting like my footing with it and it's just like cool and I'm excited to keep working there. It's like fun.
So let's plug her business.
Yeah.
Kid Doodles.
Everyone should order from her, whether you are have a college graduate child or a little child or anything in between. There's something to order.
Or an adult or something, right?
Yeah, anything.
Anytime you need a gift for a baby, anyone.
Anyone.
We're not even sponsored. We're not sponsored by them.
Well, we are sponsored because I'm getting paid.
But wouldn't it be nice if we could have a coupon code?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Anyway, that's the next go around. Sure. But Kidoodles out of Northbrook. We love it. We support.
Love to see it.
Great. I'm glad that was such a – it's fun for you to be doing all these different kinds of things. It's like
– yeah. And I'm like such like – I feel like I don't get enough opportunities to like use my like crafty, creative side. So it's been like fun. Even at like Sky Fitness, I'm like enjoying like coloring in the coloring pages. Like, I don't know. I just like artsy things. So I don't really get to do it enough, especially because I don't have Lauren Taylor Designs anymore.
Well, you can always get that going again.
True. But that's just after I have my low light, I don't think we have time to do that anymore.
No, it's true. All right. And our highlights of the week. So my highlight is that it was so fun to watch the Kansas games. And I knew so many people that were at the games at the United Center. So, let's go Rock Chalk Jayhawks.
Yeah, they're going to the Final Four.
Final Woo-hoo! Four. It's Kansas versus
Villanova.
Right. And, we are, playing on Saturday, which is kind of a little unfortunate for us because we have other things going on Saturday, but
true.
You know, and then the following, oh, I don't want to go that far, but Saturday, go KU, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, Crimson
Jayhawk.
And blue all the way.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk,
KU, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, KU, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, KU. Anyway, it's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
We love it. And yeah, go Bill Self and the team.
Go Jayhawks. All right. And my highlight was something Jamie already alluded to, but I was gone this past weekend because I went to go visit my dear pal Jordan at ISU. And it was exciting for many reasons. The first was that I did drive there by myself, there and back, which for those of you who don't know, I've suffered from pretty severe driving anxiety since I basically started learning how to drive on and off. It's like been kind of hard, but you know, I want to move through it because I don't want to live the rest of my life like being nervous to drive places, because like the rest of my life, like I kind of like had a realization like a few months ago, like I have to drive everywhere for the rest of my life. Like if I can't drive places, like I'm going to either like A, not be able to get to places I need to go, or B, like miss out on fun things because I'm too scared to drive. And so, yeah, it's just been something I've been working through. And I would say this was like a big deal for me and a big like test to like proving that I could do it. So that was very exciting that I was able to do that. But more importantly, I really had so much fun with her and her friends. We went to a bar crawl, which was like very exhausting because it was like we literally were, you know, up and about drinking and going to the bars from like 10 a.m. to like 5 p.m. So it was a long day. But
it's hard work, guys. It was a long day at the bars. It's like a 7-hour day at the bars.
No, it like is a lot. But I, you know, I mean, I've had, you know, day drinking has presented me with some challenges in the past, but I think I've learned from my past mistakes, and I think I did a much better job this time in like pacing myself, knowing when to stop, and also eating was very important. But overall, it was a lot of fun. Her friends are just like, I don't know, it's just refreshing to be around people who are just like easy and fun, and the music was top notch. I don't really know what the deal is with U Vibe, but they just sometimes play terrible.
Well, music. you were a part of the
I
music,
was a part Karen. Of it. They have this app. So like a lot of, I guess there's one bar in U Vibe that has it, but it's like this place that like no one really goes. But a lot of like bars and schools have it, and probably in the city there's a bunch of spots, but it's called Touch Tunes. It's basically an app that it will like track your location, and then depending on if the like the bar has it, you can like pay money to like control the music and
how
put a
much
song
is
on.
It? Like that is like, so it's basically like being at a jukebox.
Yes, it is like a jukebox. And but you pay for like a certain amount of credits at a time, and then you can, oh my god, Rack 'em Up has Touch Tunes.
Oh my god, let's go.
Perry House, Sal and Tony's. Okay, anyway, so like if I were to go to Sal and Tony's, you like search your music right now. I have 12 credits. So I did 24 credits, which cost $12. Okay. And I think it's like a
half.
Couple. Yeah. And I think it's like I played like two songs, but one of the songs I had to like, there's like a fast pass. So you get, if you. Like,
so how many? So you paid $4 per song?
Well, not really, because I should have done the fast pass on both songs from the beginning. Because if you don't do the fast pass, there's like no guarantee they'll play it even.
While you're there.
Yeah. So I ended up like the next song I didn't click fast pass, then I regretted it, so then I ended up paying for the same song again that did play, so I probably like wouldn't have spent that much on two of the songs, but it ended up being half, so it was probably like 8 credits, let's say, for, so it's like okay. 4 credits a song. I don't know if exactly,
so
like
$3 a song.
Yeah, and like look, when you think of it like that, it like sounds like a lot of money, but the experience of having your song like played is just very exciting. And I don't know how much a jukebox like costs, but
I mean, you guys, so she sent me a video of her like in the moment, and of course, let's just say it was a Bon Jovi song,
Living
so, like,
on a Prayer. I mean, didn't you hear? Everyone was belting it out. The
whole
bar
was like and vibing,
it, and it like almost like brought me to tears because it's just like so cool. Like I put that song on and like everyone was having the time of their lives.
And you changed the whole like tone of the bar.
I know.
The bar
so
and the vibes
cool.
In the bar.
I just like isn't like, and I'm like such a music person, and like I like if I could aux every single bar I go to or like every social situation, like I could. And like sometimes people think like wouldn't trust me because I'm like such a Swiftie, but like I can read the room. So whatever. But it was just like so fun. And I don't know, the music the whole day was just like, you know, one thing after another. Like, we were having a good time.
Yeah. And you picked another song too.
Yeah, I did. I Love Rock and Roll. I mean, if I could have gone again, I would have done another song.
Yeah.
That wasn't an old song. I had a whole
list. She had like a list of what she wanted
to hear. I wrote manifesting songs for the bar crawl, and I made a whole list of like if the song came on, what, or if I had to request it, but I had a whole thing.
Okay, well, you guys, you can always count on Lauren for a really good time in the bar with the music.
Thank you. The music is blasting. That really means a lot to me.
And I want to own some of that because we have surrounded you with some good music over here.
I agree.
Because look, she picked two like songs that are like basically from the 80s.
I know.
Yep. Love it.
I think I have a well-rounded music taste. I think like we all do in this family.
So great.
Max does too, I would say.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, I'm glad that that happened. And I'm glad that you added so much joy to the rest of the bar.
Yeah. And in general, it was just a fun weekend. And yeah, we watched March Madness on Friday, and one of Jordan's roommates like bet a lot of money on the games, and she ended up winning. So that was like so exciting. Yeah.
She was with you?
Yeah.
It's great.
So cool.
Okay. So after, you know, discussing our lights and just, you know, we're feeling a little like down in the dumps lately. And I know I kind of mentioned that things are getting better, but I just think in general, like it's that time of year where like, you know, you're kind of, it's like almost spring, but it's still kind of cold and rainy and like, you know, especially in our, like now that I'm a working girl and so are you, like we don't have a spring break anymore, which kind of is a bummer. And we've seen so many people going on these trips and like, I think right now we just need a form of escapism and just to think about some positive memories of our past. So we thought it'd be fun to just talk about vacations and trips or just like, even like staycations maybe in our lives that, you know, really stick out as like fun memories and, you know, just kind of take us away. We'll take you guys along with us on this fun journey.
Great. Yeah, it's true. Like my feed is filled with, well, I mean, a lot of people were on vacation. I think last week was pretty much the spring break and maybe today is, you know, back to work for some people.
But yeah, I think in college spring breaks are always like earlier. So I feel like I've been seeing spring break posts for like
2 years.
Yeah, literally like at least a month at this point because the first spring break trips were like the beginning of March, end of February. And now like Max is on spring break and his is like the latest, you know, week I feel like. And then the city schools haven't even gotten spring break yet either.
Yeah. And you know what? So, it's like so funny because all of the posts for the younger kids, like in the college age, you know, groups and the high schoolers, a lot of like wearing your cute bathing suit and like showing off your look and everything. And all of the grown-ups and the adults just show their toes.
That's funny.
Like
that's
you gotta so have funny. A good pedicure on those toes.
Except feet pictures are like bad to post online.
Oh.
Because wow. Like people have like fetishes and
okay,
stuff.
But I'm sure that it's also pretty like.
No, I know, but that's like a thing. Like people get paid to like send feet pics. It's kind of gross.
Okay, well, I know that some of my friends have put their feet in the sand, and
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Okay, anyway.
So anyway, and I've noticed some of those, but isn't that funny? It's like the young sect is like young group is like all posed, and,
posy.
They think they're Kim Kardashian, and then like the others are just like
whatever
pictures.
Anyways, no, that's so true, and like. It's weird because winter break, like, it doesn't feel as painful because winter break is, like, all around the same time for everyone. So, like, you know it's coming, like, when people are going on trips. And I guess maybe it is kind of more painful because it's, like, even colder in the winter. But, like, this is just, like, it feels like it's never ending. So, anyways, let's talk about us.
Right. So, now we're going into some of our favorite trips. So, do you want – so, like, I think
what's the best way to do this, like, chronological? We didn't write these down, so I don't have, like, a ranking.
I know.
And I don't really – it's hard to rank because every trip is so different. Okay. So why don't you start? Maybe you discuss some of your favorite, like, childhood trips or just up until I was born. What are some of your memories of trips?
Well, you know, we did go to Florida every year to the travel to the Sunshine State from the Turkey Club to the Sunshine Plate. And we went to go visit Min and Pa in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I made some really good friends. We
Jennifer Garbus, one small place. There was Sam.
You guys had no, I mean, I'm sure you don't even know about this, but we had like a 50-year wrap that was like based on the Super Bowl Shuffle, and my and like we
50 years for your grandparents' anniversary.
Exactly, and so like there was it was the year that the Super Bowl Shuffle came out, or maybe the year after, and so like there's a whole wrap about it. Basically, talks about our memories going to visit our grandparents.
Every year, travel far to Florida by plane or car.
Anyway, it was really monumental, and
we'll sing it for you if you want a performance one day.
Like literally every Christmas break, and some spring break, and there's a
so fun.
Yeah, we just
kind of like fun, like knowing where you're gonna go, like every year, and like. It's, like, consistent. Like, you know what to expect, but, like, you are excited. I don't know. Because, like, there's, like, trip anxiety sometimes for people, like, to go. I mean, it's always fun to go on a vacation. But, like, when you don't – never been to the place, I feel like it can be kind of, like, anxiety-inducing. It's, like, comforting. Yeah.
This is, like, visiting my grandparents and then, like, my closest friend from, like, Montreal, Canada. Like, her grandparents lived in the same condo complex. So, like, every year we would get excited to see that – the Garvis
family. So fun.
And then my cousins were living in Buffalo, New York the first – bunch of years, so like having them come and all be in Florida together, like just the best memories ever.
So fun.
So that is where I would start. I mean, we're gonna take and we're gonna like, and then one year we went on a cruise, and it's so funny because I can't now. I'm gonna have a moment, and Gary or Mima and Papa would have to remember. Like this, so we really like loved our waiter because like on cruises you have like the same waiter on like the ship, and we love this guy. He's in a picture in our album, and now I'm having a moment because it was like in I don't know 1987.
That doesn't surprise me.
But I can't think of his name, and it's like on the tip.
I'm sure that one of them is like screaming, "It's so and so, so and so." On the other,
we would every week we would be like, "Oh, he's on his next family." Like it would be like the 10 weeks after we're like, oh, blah, blah, blah is on like his next family. Cause you had like the same waiter at your table for the whole trip. And we're like, he's 10 families in, he's 20 family. Like we're gonna try to like remember.
That's funny.
So crazy. So anyway, that was awesome. And then like another highlight trip for the Weniger fam was going to Hawaii.
Oh.
So that was pretty awesome.
Are you going to say New York?
Oh, and yeah, my Sweet 16 trip to New York City so fun. Was so special. So those were some of my best memories as a young girl growing up and my teenage years. Those were so amazing.
Anything from like your like early adulthood?
I would say my honeymoon in Huatulco, Mexico. That's with your daddy. Fun. Corey and I had the best time in room 646 in the Royal Maeva. And you know, I mean, he would say that I fell asleep and slept a lot on this trip. Like, I don't know, I needed my beauty rest.
Still,
but
do.
We also, the craziest thing was that like my favorite camper was on.
Oh,
the
yeah,
beach.
That was crazy.
Like, Lena was like
linguine and clam sauce.
She was literally this girl, like, you can't like escape Apache, and she was literally on the beach as we walked out, like. To look at the beach when we first arrived there. Crazy. And there we were like, I was like doing water aerobics classes and she's like with me in the pool. And that was kind of, that sort of set the tone for like, you know, your dad to be surrounded by my job for the rest of his life. And we were getting married. So
yikes.
The honeymoon. And of course the infamous trip to Florida that Corey took when we were just dating to come to stay at Minimum Pause and, all the crazy escapades that my husband got sick on that trip. And he was like, you can't tell your grandparents. You can't tell your grandparents. And like the first thing out of my mouth when we got back from like going to see that movie
such a
was
blabbermouth.
Telling my grandparents. So those were some of my best and most memorable trips. I guess like, you know, when you don't go that many vacations, like.
No,
all the
and
time,
that's kind of how I feel like thinking about these trips. Like. I feel like a lot of people I know, like, they go on trips, like, it's kind of, like, a given that they'll go on a trip, like, pretty much every break, and, like, amazing for them, we're jealous, but I feel like the fact that we've been on, like, or at least I've been on, like, less trips, like, it makes them more, like, special and memorable.
Yeah, and I would add also my special, I turned 40, that
oh,
my
yeah,
sister
but that's not chronological.
I know, I'm out of order. doing Jamie trips.
Okay, right, Jamie trips. Fine, go.
Jerry, Mima, my mom, and I went on a cruise for a few days to celebrate that awesome milestone birthday.
So fun.
11 years ago. Crazy.
Crazy. Maybe you would have gone on a 50-year trip if there wasn't a pandemic.
Right. Maybe. Maybe.
And I could have come that time.
Yep.
Kind of rude, you guys left me out.
Well,
anyway.
Okay, so let's talk about some of our family trips and like and your favorite things that you've done.
Okay. I mean, I'm trying to think of like the first trip in my memory, which is like hard because we watch so many home videos. So like it's hard to tell if I like remember actually going on the trip or like if I just remember it because I've seen it in a video. I mean, we used to, before your grandparents passed away, we went to Florida, like, a lot for that, too. And those were fun. But, like, I don't really remember. I just remember what – I just, like, guys, know the videos of watching them.
My kids were sick almost every single time we went. Oops. There was one trip that Max and Lauren were, like, I don't know, maybe two. And literally, we never even – like, we took the car seats maybe – out of the rental car, and they stayed in the apartment the whole time because we never left to go anywhere because we were stuck at home with two babies that had diarrhea and like were vomiting like the whole trip.
Oops.
It's insane. Like it's crazy. Funny. It's like we never left the apartment. I mean, we went to the pool at the apartment, but that's like it. We never like went anywhere for dinner or did anything because you guys were sick.
In Florida, I did try New England clam chowder for the first time in my life. Will never be the same. So those are my only memories.
Three.
Yeah, those are my only really like Lauderdale Lakes memories.
Yeah, and she had sandals that she called her
Sir Handles. It's so cute. Anyways, but I guess like my first like real memory of a trip was when we went to Disney for the first time, and we stayed in that like it's not like. It's like what it's an Airbnb like now, but I don't know what it was.
Right.
Just like a house.
It was like a house rental, but like now you would do an Airbnb somewhere off the property,
which was kind of like trippy because like I don't know. I feel like there is something to like stay at one of the resorts, which we did the second time, and like that was kind of like more exciting.
But this
was
awesome because
it was good for us. Yeah.
House, and we love that. Thank you so much. And they're cool. We had a pool there.
Yeah, and there was like the little like monkeys in the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy.
But, like, you're not really spending time in your
room. We were at Disney, And, like, I don't know. We recorded this out of order, just so you guys know. So, like, we did the lights and the What We're Into yesterday, and we're doing the, like, chunk of the episode today. So, it's kind of out of – I know. It's a secret because it's important because I feel like at the end of this episode of my What I'm Into, I'm, like, acknowledging Disney a lot. And it, like, wouldn't sound right if I didn't mention it because then I'm, like – talking about two things and I didn't know I was talking about it yesterday, you know, but just such a Disney like time right now. But I feel like that was just such a cool like trip because I don't know, like when you go to Disney World for the first time, I feel like nothing compares because it's everything is just like so new and exciting
and
you're
magical.
Like your eyes are like lighting up, like everywhere you look, there's something cool to like see. And we have a lot of home videos from that trip. So like, it's fun to watch those. And like seeing our faces as we're watching the parade and like,
God, let's talk about like meeting the characters. Like,
oh my God,
what about,
so cool. Yeah.
What
Ariel? Ariel told Max that she reminded him of her Prince Charming
Prince Eric.
And he like low key kind of does.
Yeah. I mean, he's like that dark, you know, but he was five and it was like,
I know.
Like,
he was like blushing.
Stuff, he was awestruck. At that, and like he saw Buzz and Woody for the first time. That was
so
like,
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. Remember your good friend that you met, Nina, on the monorail? You had her phone number until like maybe like 5 years ago and you deleted it.
Literally, I met somebody, you guys. This is so funny.
And Madison from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh my God, this is so awesome. Like, I literally was like talking to this young mom on the monorail. And I mean, how long is a monorail ride? 12 minutes? And I was like, oh, my God.
This was all the first trip, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
that's why it's crazy that we still remember this. This was, like, 2005.
I'm pretty sure it was the first trip.
I think so.
Yeah. I was, like, all on this kick. Maybe it wasn't. It could have been the next trip. I don't know.
But either way, whether it was 2005 or 2010, it was a long time ago.
And I love that her name was Nina because it's, like, Nina. And I think I just deleted her phone out of my contacts because I thought I was like, I was so like, every time I would go on a trip like this, I'd be like, oh, you know, let's move here. Like, we could get so much more for our money. And like, the taxes are so low in Orlando, all these things. And like, I was, even when we would stop and stay in like Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, or like when we stayed overnight in Georgia and we were like, let's move to like the Atlanta suburbs, Marietta. Like, I would look at like research and like look up places to live and try to like do things. And so I thought I was going to like become best friends with Nina when I move to Orlando or wherever. I don't think she lived in Orlando. I think she lived in like maybe one of the other like suburbs or something. But anyway, so yeah, we just deleted her phone number. But it was really a magical trip. And like, as a parent, and maybe if you're lucky enough one day to be a mom, Laura, when you go to a place like Disney and you see the park through your kids' eyes, like, I'm tearing up right now because there's like, it's so special.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Because they're like, believe in everything and like so into it. And, you know, you're waiting in line to like get your autograph of Cinderella or whatever. And it's just like, and I have to tell you that my kids on both trips, like, were amazing because most kids, what happens is when the ride ends, they take you through like a gift shop, and the gift shop is only tailored to whatever like thing that the ride is based on. So like, if the ride is the Finding Nemo ride, then at the end of the ride, you're in the Finding Nemo thing, and like, there's stuffed animals and sweatshirts and hats and all these things, and like, you want them all. And Max and Lauren, they were like, okay, well, you're gonna get one special gift from this whole trip. Do you remember what you got?
No, all I just remember was the Florida State sweatshirts with matching with Papa, but I don't think that's from the trip.
No, but Max got that like hat with the like
pointy. Are you sure that? Hats. Are you sure that was the first trip?
Yeah, I am.
The blue Mickey
hat with the ears. And I can't remember what you chose. No clue. You don't remember now.
No memory.
But it was like, you know, but other kids would be like, I want it, and like stomping their feet and having a whole fit over it. And you guys were just like, okay with
getting one. No, but we're never like that. We never were.
And they weren't at five. Anyway, so let's go on. Disney, we could talk about for days.
We could. And I'm going to just briefly mention Disney trip number two, because I feel like that was just like, they were both special trips. I think the second one was just like special because it was like the four of us. Like I said, we stayed at like the resort. We stayed at, like, Port Orleans, and we were looking for like the hidden Mickeys everywhere we went. And we were really We were really into like those pins and trading them and buying them. I feel like those are the only things we like bought that trip, were like the pins. And the Maxes were there that trip. And that was really cool that they were like there at the same time. I don't know. It was just like.
And so were the Adlers.
Yeah. And it was just like fun because we were like a little older, so we could like go on some of those like fun, like, roller coasters. We went on like Expedition Everest and the Tower of Terror and the like Rock and Roller Coaster and just like all of those fun things. And you know, we always have a special place in our hearts for Soarin'. That's like the best. So fun. Okay. And then also just like a brief honorable mention, when Max and I went to California, we went to Disneyland. I'm just giving it a mention. It wasn't as special as going to Disney World, but it was still like cool because I got to say I went there too. But yeah, those are like the Disney trips. There's been a bunch of trips that Max and I have been lucky enough to go on with Mima and Papa. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. We went to Arizona with them, and that was so much fun, that trip. We like – just like – I've mentioned Mima and Papa a lot on this podcast because they're the best. But something that – especially when Max – it's the four of us, like with Max and I, like we just laugh like so hard about everything. And you know, it was just like one of those trips where we just had so many like inside jokes that we still like talk about to this day. I think I was in eighth grade, so it's been a while since that trip, but like it still kind of like lingers in my memory. And I don't know. I feel like some people have like mixed opinions about Arizona. I really like it there. I think it's cool. Yeah, we went to like Atlanta with them a few times. I'm trying to think of like other things we've done. But yeah, just a lot of like special trips with them. And then I feel like just the last like two trips that really come to mind are
going to Cancun with our whole family, like a Disney World repeat. I'm sure you can talk more about that with for our grandparents' 50th anniversary. It was a really special trip that we were able to do that and like our whole family together, especially because we all live in like different places. And I think similar what you were saying with the waiter in your cruise is very similar because we like befriended some of the like workers like Pato and Yoon from the trip. We like friended them on Facebook. That was just so special. Even just like we were like sitting before dinner eating like the Japanese like peanuts, you know? Yeah. Those were so fun. Cacahuates. And like when we were at like laughing about the restaurants and the tables, like because they were always having, it was 10 of us and they're always having such a hard time like seating 10 of us in one table, yeah, at all so these restaurants. So like that was so funny.
We're like, we'll do a 9 and 1.
Yeah. And 6 and a 4. They're like, we can do a 6 and a 4. We're like, ugh. And like Brady, when he like, when we were at the brunch place, he's like, is this Bordeaux? Like that was so funny. Yeah, just like I was like, I feel like that was my first all-inclusive, so I was just like special to be able to go on a trip like that. I'm very grateful that, you know, Papa took us on that. And then lastly, the last like very special trip I feel like I went on, I did go to Austin last year with Max to visit our cousins, and that was so much fun.
And we once went to California.
We did twice. Well, Max and I went twice, once without you guys.
But that was awesome. I went with you.
Yeah, that was so fun. Yeah, that was a bummer. But I just feel like what I would say, like, if I had to – I don't know if it's – I can't really pick this as my favorite, but it might be. It was my senior spring break trip to Jamaica with my high school friends. It's crazy. It's 4 years ago from right now. And, like, it's just, like, it's weird because I was, like, the end of high school and now college is over. So I feel like so much has happened, you know, in these 4 years. Yet, like, the fact that I still have such close relationships with all of those people, and we still, you know, like the other day we were just talking about the trip, like texting each other and like sharing memories and videos. And like me and Jordan, when I was at ISU last weekend, we were looking at our old memories and videos from it. And we watched, like, there's a Jamaica, like a video from the trip that Noah made, like about the trip. And like, oh, we watched that.
I wanna watch that.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's like fun to like reminisce and like, so it's weird because that also like feels like yesterday, even though it was like so long ago. That was just such a special trip. I feel like fortunate that also like you guys were able to go on it with us, because not a lot of times it's like maybe just like the mom goes, or sometimes the parents don't go at all.
There was two sets of twins. I know Kyle was also there, and like yeah, his sister didn't go on this trip, but like so, and then, you know, a few people, like, they wanted to go, and the parents wanted to go, and it, like, ended up
being, like, special that a lot of the parents got to go, like, especially because I have such a close relationship with a lot of the parents, so it just made it, like, more special. And I feel like, you know, we had that, like, book club with the parents, and, like, that was fun.
All the right places.
Yeah, and, like, it was just cool because, like, I feel like as much time as I got to spend with my friends, like, I feel like I also spent a lot of time with the adults on that trip, and, like, I had a really, like, special time.
Yeah, it was really fun. And, I mean, I think that, like, some really good friendships for me came out of that, too. Like, you know, certainly, like, it was a really special, amazing trip. And Dan and I feel, like, so lucky that we were able to go, and that you guys wanted us to be both.
Of course. Like, I mean, I couldn't have imagined it any other way, you know. And it's, like, those trips are just, like, I don't know. I feel like my friends, we were kind of like, I guess you could call it, like, we were like more like late bloomers in high school. Like, we weren't like big partiers and back then, whatever, but it was like kind of fun to like have a couple drinks there, but like it was more in like a controlled environment because we were like in this resort and like we were with our families, and like it was just like fun to like sit in the pool and like have a drink, or like, I don't know, it just was just awesome trip, just like so special. And like, I mean, I feel like it's hard. I it's unfortunate that I wasn't able to go on a spring break trip, you know, in college, and most of my friends did. So that was kind of like a bummer and like hard to see. But I think like just knowing that I had that experience once, and like I know that I'll get to go on more fun trips with my friends in the future, just like now's not the time, and that's okay. But yeah, that's just like will always stick out as like a core memory. And I feel like not everyone maybe could relate to that, like whether your spring break trip in high school or in college, like I've heard a lot of stories about, like, you know, you see these pictures on social media, but they really actually had a terrible time. They, like, didn't like the people they went with. They were, like, forced to go with these people. They didn't like them, or, like, not at all. So I feel lucky that, like, it worked out.
I want to tell you, my mom just came through. Nima, you are awesome.
She is.
His name was Edgar, and I can't – I am, like,
Edgar Allan Poe.
Because I just texted in our little four of us group chat.
So cute.
And
thank you, Mima.
Wow.
To the rescue.
You still got it, lady. I love that. Mm-hmm. You remembered his name. I was like, Enrique? Like, I was thinking.
You're close. You had it. You had the E. You had the E.
He was a really nice guy and, like, took care of us and was also, like, a decent-looking person. I'm going to have to show you the picture.
Yeah, please show us at the Weniger photo albums.
Yeah, we will do that.
We'll go there when we watch West Side Story.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Anyway, this was, like, such a fun trip down memory lane. I know. It actually perked me up out of my mood.
Good. I'm so glad. Is there any, like, trips that you – I mean, it's such a, like a loaded question, but I don't know if there's any – I mean, I'm going to Israel, so I'm really excited for that, and I don't know if – you have currently any trips planned? We don't really.
You know,
besides
it's been
that,
so much going back and forth to, like, Champagne when you were.
I know, and those, like, feel like trips too. You know,
Columbia, Missouri, like, those were the extent of our trips for, like, the last 4 years.
No, I know, and, like, I went to college. Like, those are a trip. I mean, still counts. Yeah, even like Mima and I remember I was in 7th grade. She took me downtown for, like, a staycation in Chicago. We stayed, like, one night, and we had, like, the best time. So, like, even just, like, things like that.
Right.
Still,
well, it's,
like,
really fun.
Count.
Max and Zoe are in Vegas, and that's really fun to see that they're having so much fun. And, I mean, I know Dad and I, that was, like, our first major thing after getting married was, like, maybe the only other time we've been on a trip together on an airplane.
Yeah, you guys should try to go on one,
so,
like, after camp's over, like, in the fall. I'm manifesting a nice trip for you guys.
I'm going somewhere in the fall because I still have to go visit Marcy in Arizona.
Oh, that's so fun. So that's happening in the fall?
I've got to pick a date. Because
that would be amazing.
Unless, like, maybe he could join. I don't know.
That's
so
fun.
But anyway.
Yeah. I mean, is there, like, any, like, place you feel like you would, like, want
to
go?
I really
want
to go to New York City with our
family. Me too. I think that would be so fun. I would really like to do that.
And I want to go to Austin.
So true.
So
yeah, I'd love to go again with you guys. Because, like, I had fun with Max, but I think it would be fun to go with you guys, too.
Maybe that's something we can get on the book.
Okay, let's do that in New York, in Disney.
New York,
there's
Disney,
a lot of places
Canada,
we need to go.
Right?
And, like, of course, I really want to travel, like, to Europe. But I feel like that's, like, out of the scope of, like, possibility for the time being. But you never know what the future holds.
You never know. Anyway, thank you for this part of the podcast.
I know we were about to wrap it up.
Right, we were going to wrap it up, but you will hear it in the next segment when we do our light.
We're into.
I know. I'm
anyways,
sorry. It's getting late on a Tuesday evening. So,
Now, after that fabulous discussion, we are going to talk about what we're into for the week. Do you want to start?
So, I know this is going against a lot of things, and, like, you're probably, you know, Lauren, maybe you'll think a little bit bad of this, but I am really into something that I just learned about on while watching a TikTok, and it has to do with the Amazon app. So this is a little controversial because I know you just read that book, Consumed. Isn't it from Consumed?
Mm-hmm.
By Aja Barber. And I know that you know, it's Amazon is really, like, as much as, you know, it's a love to hate kind of thing, or love hate relationship with Amazon, because we love that we can get things in a speedy, timely manner, and we don't have to leave our house, and then it appears on our doorstep, and things are, you know, a little less expensive with Amazon Prime, and it's just a convenience thing. And yet it's probably putting many companies out of business, and it is basically, like, ruining our country. but not real. I mean, like, there's good and bad to everything. So what I found out on this TikTok app is that you can do this awesome thing. So you could basically go shopping, screenshot a picture of an item that you're interested in purchasing, upload a picture of that item, to Amazon and it'll find a similar product. So like if you're like, oh, I would love to get these pair of sandals or this purse or I don't know, I'm sure they'll do it with makeup too. Like what you do is you go find that item on the internet and take a picture of that screenshot and then literally put it in like this search bar and then it shows you comparable items. It is mind-blowing to do it and it's crazy. But it helps, like, in terms of, I know, it's like.
It's great, but, like, it makes me feel so guilty, like, if I shop on Amazon now after reading this book. Even though, like, I don't have money, I feel like, to, like, spend on, like, other places.
Right. So, I don't know. Maybe we can just figure out the other, like, how we can, let people shop in our closet when things don't fit anymore or we don't like them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like bringing, because then you also said that like if you bring it to a Goodwill or something, that stuff goes on with that
it's
not too.
Goodwill. Okay. It's like if you donate it.
Right. But if you put it in like.
Okay. Whatever. Let's not even get into this right now.
So it's crazy, but it's true, guys. So that's a whole new element. And why I was interested in it is because. Let's say you don't know the name brand of something. And I don't really care about name brands. You guys should also know that about me. Like, I'm not really interested in that. But if you want to get something that's like a lookalike and you can't really describe it. So you're like looking for a black, you know, bag to like a small going out to dinner purse or whatever. You could, like I went to Nordstrom and I like saw some that I liked. And then I took the picture and then they gave me ones that maybe were not the name brand of it. And it was like a item that cost $70 or whatever versus, you know, a $1,400 fancy bag that you would buy at a store. So I was like, I was blown away by this opportunity, but like this way to do a search. Okay. So that's what I'm into. I think it's just, I mean, it's a useful tool and
no, it definitely I'm going to try to know. It's a lot to consider for me. I'm like, my brain is spinning a little bit, but it's really, I mean, it's really cool. I definitely want to try it out and like, see how it actually works. I think it would be cool.
Like, remember the other day when you were like, oh, I want to find like sweatpants that are like tie dye or something or like tie dye, you know, what do you call it? Like tie-dye joggers that one
the
day?
Other day. That was okay, like it's months
like,
ago.
It's like a month ago. Okay, whatever. So like you could literally find those items somewhere else and then search it on there.
Yeah.
It's cool. You might search for something anyway on Amazon. So this true. Is just getting the product that you actually want. Very pretty cool. True.
Very cool. Okay. So what I am into for this week is something I actually mentioned last week, I believe, on the podcast. I'm not sure. It wasn't my one I'm into, but it was mentioned some point in the episode. But I am just kind of on like a Disney kick over this last week in a bunch of different ways. So the first, I feel like the kickstart, well, actually, it wasn't a kickstart. The kickstart, I don't really remember why, but I remember like a week or two ago, we were talking about just like really wanting to go to Disney World. And I'm not sure where that stemmed from, but we were just like, how cool would it be to go back there? Like, let's try to, like, plan a trip, even though, like, it probably won't happen. But, like, I would just love to go back. Like, I think we all would love that. I don't remember where that started, but that was the first thing.
We always want to go to Disney World.
Right. But I think we were just talking about it, like, extra. So maybe watch something or saw people were there or, like, something. Or it just came to our heads. Okay, that was the next thing, or the first thing. Second thing was that when I was in Missouri last week, Max and I started watching the Imagineering Story, which is like a documentary of like the beginning of founding of like Disney World and Walt Disney and the whole shebang. And for those of you who probably don't know this about Max and I, but we used to be like huge Disney documentary people. There was this one documentary that we used to watch all the time. Couldn't tell you why we wanted to watch it so much because it's just like a basic documentary. I mean, it's kind of the Imagineering Story, but like
pre the show.
Right. Like not as in detail, but it had like a lot of
it's
these.
It's a lot of behind the scenes.
Yeah, just like behind the scenes of like how the parks came to be and the rides and this and that. And like we used to watch this documentary like on repeat. It's just kind of funny.
So honestly, like they knew like people the who speakers. Were not just Walt Disney, but like people that were hired
like the by Walt workers. Disney. Yeah.
And like, you know, had these power jobs in Disney. Mm-hmm.
And they're
years.
In the Imagineering story too, a lot of them, which is just weird. And Max has seen it a bunch of times. I've never watched all the way through, and I was planning on watching more of it this week, but like I said in my lights earlier, just been crazy busy, but I really want to like try to watch it throughout the next week. But just so interesting. I just like, I don't know. I love a good documentary. I don't know about you, but when it's something you're really like interested in, it's just like so fun to look at like the ins and outs. I think that's also why I love like reality TV so much, because I like real people and like real situations. I don't know. What can I say? And then because of that, I knew it was finally time to like crank open this book I've been like having on my the top of my list for so long, but I was like waiting for the right time to read it. And I know I mentioned this last week too, but it's this book called The Fine Print by Lauren Asher. And it's the first book in a series called Dreamland Billionaires. And Dreamland is like a play on Disney World or Disney Company. And basically this book specifically follows Rowan, Kane, and Zara. And the Kane brothers are three brothers, and each of the books in the future are going to follow the other two brothers and their like little romance. But basically the premise of these books is that the Kane's grandfather, who's like the founder of Dreamland, so like the Walt Disney in quote unquote of the books, he dies and he has like an inheritance, and each of the brothers have to like follow the tasks to earn their inheritance of a certain part of the company. And for Rowan in this book, he has to be the director of Dreamland, like the parks, which is like the Disney World, for like 6 months. And then he has to like improve the park in some way. Like that's his job, is he has to like do something to make it better. And then he hires like all these, or he has to work with like the creator people to do that. And this girl named Zara, she's like, I think she works in like the salon, one of those Dreamland like salons or something. Like she doesn't have like a,
like where the little girls would go get their like princess.
Sure. Like she doesn't have like a high power job, but she's always wanted to be a creator. Like I think she's grown up in that area for her whole life. And so like, that's like a dream. She ends up like submitting a proposal and he ends up choosing it. And he's like the ultimate like grumpy. It's like the grumpy sunshine like trope. Like he's the ultimate like grumpy, like just moody guy. And she doesn't know why he like picks her, but it ends up all kind of relating to this inheritance, and you'll like kind of find out as you go. And yeah, and it turns out that, you know, they both kind of have this like, they keep like gravitating towards each other. They don't know why. It's like just a weird attraction kind of thing. And then it kind of goes from there. And it was just a really good book. I literally like one of the nights I was like 2/3 of the way, and then I just ended up staying up an hour later than my bedtime to finish it, 'cause I just didn't want to put it down. And yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to read. I bought the second book without my mom's permission, but I just bought it.
Oh, guys.
And I'm really excited to read that, 'cause I heard it's even better, which is like insane. And then I'm really also excited for the third book, which has been yet to, the title has even not even come out
but
yet.
You but you said, I think at one point, that you're most excited about the third book.
Yeah, because I know what the like the tropes are based on, like this letter, because it all ties back to that, which is just so cool. Okay, anyways, so that's that.
Yep. So again, Lauren, we solved the mother-daughter world.
Yes, we did.
Taken care of.
Mother freed.
Taken care of everything anyone needs to know about having a wonderful relationship on the mother end and the daughter end. So now you know. Anyway, hope that you enjoyed listening. We thank you so much. If you've made it all the way to the end of this episode, we kind of think it's so fun to see the engagement that happens on our Instagram. So Lauren, what should we have them throw in for this week?
Why don't you, well,
last week we did those arrows.
We did the arrows. That was kind of fun.
I know.
I don't know. Why don't you do?
I have an idea.
Okay, then you do. Okay. You say it.
Put in your favorite punctuation. So whatever that is, put in your favorite. Maybe it's okay. A question mark or like an asterisk.
Fine.
Who knows? Fine. A pound sign, hashtag, whatnot. Anyway, follow us on all socials. Thank you so much for listening.
We love you all. Take care of yourself and others. We'll see you. Bye.